This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the University of Oregon campus, looking at two shows that opened recently. The first one is Contemporary Oregon Visions. Sandy took a look at that one, and I was in the big room looking at a show called The Human Touch. Sandy, your show had two people.
Had two people, Jo Hamilton, who's a Scotswoman who does crochet art, and I want to talk more about that, and Irene Hardwick Olivieri, who lives off the grid in Central Oregon and does great, big, huge oil paintings.
That's a pretty big room that's in.
It's a wonderful show.
Yeah,
yes.
A lot of stuff by each artist. The show I looked at, The Human Touch, which is actually selections from RBC Wealth Management art collection. It has actually 40 pieces of art, and it's in the big room, and these things are supersized, all of them, because only 40 pieces fill that whole room. One of my favorite ones is Jose Braulio Badia, and it's called Those Days of War. It's mixed media on paper. Looks like chalk. It's really big. It's kind of bird form, human form, really strong rendering. That one I spent some time looking at.
Well, speaking of large pieces of art, Jo Hamilton does crochet art. Now, these are, you might say, two-dimensional. They're crocheted on top of a, not chicken wire, but that kind of idea, a structure. And one wall is devoted to a 15-foot-high male nude reclining, and she says she starts with the eyes, which is the first thing you ask yourself is where would you start crocheting such an enormous piece? It's very dramatic.
I did go in there and see that because I was so curious about how crochet looks in the in the human form, and they're really quite convincing.
That's right.
Yeah. Another one of the 40 in The Human Touch, my favorite, actually, is Leila Essaidi. She's Moroccan. She was actually took her art training here in the U.S., and it's, I think, the most fascinating piece. It's a really large chromogenic photo on aluminum, and so it has great detail and just glows, and it's the back of a woman. All you see is her hair. She has, like, a cape on. And the cape has calligraphy written all over it, and so does the wall she's standing in front of. So it almost kind of blends in, and what you have to read the statement to know is that this is an Arabic calligraphy that is reserved only for males. So there's a real political statement here. It is a really strong piece.
How interesting. The other artist in Contemporary Oregon Visions, Irene Hardwick Olivieri, and she also does script across figures extensively. She has two very, very large pieces, maybe 4 or 5 feet tall, of her father and her mother. Think Frida Kahlo without the pain. These very large portraits, script all over the place,
right,
and the different images of the person's life in a circle around it. Very narrative, very strong.
Well, two very fascinating shows, both pretty good size. The Human Touch is a big one. Human Touch will actually be up until September 14th. Contemporary Oregon Visions, that one will be up until August 3rd. They are both at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the University of Oregon campus. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.